give the Lord a hand clap of praise today. Hallelujah. Give me some more prayer warriors up here. We can get some saints to gather around Sister Wanda here. Amen. She has a need. She has pain in her stomach. We're going to pray that the Lord touch her today. Hallelujah. He's able. How many heard these testimonies in this place today? Come on, believe God with her today in the name. Somebody renewed in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Stand with me all over this house. I turn quickly to the word of the Lord. Amen. We're so delighted to see everyone in God's house today. We'll give the Lord another hand clap of praise for all of our family that's visiting. Amen. We're so glad to see you today in the house of the Lord. Amen. We're glad you can be with us here at BBA. You got your Bibles, I'd like you to turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. All of our children may be dismissed who are not already dismissed. The junior church. Amen. They'll be getting ready for our annual Christmas play today. 1 Samuel, the 11th chapter. I'll begin reading in the first verse. When you get there, shout out yes. 1 Samuel 11 and 1. Amen. The word of the Lord says, then Nahash the Ammonite came up and he encamped against Jabesh-Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us. Spare us. Don't destroy us. Make a covenant with us. We'll serve you. We'll be your slaves. And Nahash the Ammonite answered the men of Jabesh. And this is what he said. He said, on this one condition will I make a covenant with Jabesh, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel. And the elders of Jabesh said unto Nahash, they said, give us 7 days respite. Give us some time to consider this thing, that we may send messengers unto all the coast of Israel. And then, if there be no man to save us, then we will come out to thee. Then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul, and they told the tidings in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices, and they wept. Behold, the Bible says, Saul came out after the herd out of the field. And Saul said, what aileth the people that they weep? And they told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was greatly kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen, and he hewed them in pieces, and he sent them throughout all the coast of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell upon the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said unto the messengers that came, thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow, by the time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. My God. Tomorrow, by the time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. And the messengers came, and they showed it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out unto you, and ye shall do with us all that seemeth good unto you. They told Nahash, tomorrow we're going to come out to you, Nahash. And it was so on the morrow that Saul put the people in three companies. And they came into the midst of the host in the morning watch, and they slew the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. With the Lord's help today, we're going to find rest as I preach what the Lord has placed on my heart. By the time the sun gets hot. Praise the Lord. By the time the sun gets hot. Before you're seated all over this house, let's be the body of Christ. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord today. Come on, you're the church of the living God. If he's been good to you, give him some praise today. You're the people of the name. If there's still power in his name, give him some praise today. Come on. Praise is what we do. We lift up the name of the Lord most high in this place today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the time the sun gets hot. Amen. I want to preach to you today on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Amen. You may be seated today, but don't sit down on the Holy Ghost. Amen. We read in our text today of an Ammonite named Nahash. The Bible says that Nahash came up and encamped against, or he made war with, the children of Israel in Jabesh Gilead. The name Nahash means serpent or enemy. The name Jabesh or Jabez means born in pain or one who is hurting. So from that we can decipher as we read this text today that the enemy came up and made war with God's people who were weak, who were suffering, and who were hurting. Amen. We can decipher that today because we know that the enemy does not attack you when you're strong. No. He comes when you're hurting. He comes when you're weak. He comes when you're down. He comes at your lowest moment. The men in the town of Jabesh, they tell Nahash, they say, "We know that you're going to destroy us. So let's just make a covenant. Let's just establish a covenant between us and thee, and you won't destroy us, and we will be your servants. Because we'd rather be slaves than to die." Amen. So they tell Nahash, they said, "Let's just make a covenant between us and thee." And Nahash tells them, he tells them, okay, he said, I will spare you, but there's only going to be one condition. He said, and that condition is going to be that I'm going to pluck out your eye, the right eye of every individual in Jabesh Gilead. Now, let me tell you something today. If you think that living for God is going to cost you something, let me tell you something. You ain't seen nothing yet until you strike a covenant with the devil. Huh? You think living for God gets hard? Wait, sin is a hard taskmaster. Living under the influence of the enemy is a hard taskmaster today. So Nahash tells the people of Jabesh, he says, there's only one condition. He says, I'm going to pluck out all of the right eyes of everyone in Jabesh, and I'm going to lay them as a reproach against Israel. Now, statistics show that 90% of people are right-handed, and 71% of people are right-eye dominance. Amen. So with that being said, the sight of the body corresponds with the sight of the spirit. And I want you to understand something today. Not only was Nahash wanting to take away their ability to fight, because if they're right-handed and they take out their right eyeball, come on, and if they're right eye dominant and you take out their right eyeball, not only are they going to be able to fight you, but you're going to take away their ability to perceive things. And I want you to understand something today. Not only was Nahash wanting to take away their ability to fight, he wanted to take away their ability to perceive. He was after their understanding. And today the devil is after your understanding. There's nothing more that the devil wants than to be able to take away your ability to perceive God. Your ability to understand you're a child of God. Your ability to understand you are born of God. Your ability to understand you've been set free by the blood of the Lamb today. There's nothing more the devil would like to take away from you than your understanding that you are a child of God today. So the enemy was out to take away not just their sight, not just their fight, but he wanted their understanding. You see, in the Bible, the eye signifies understanding. And I don't have a whole lot of time to get into it today, but if you read Matthew, the 5th chapter, you'll see that Jesus said, if thy right eye offend thee, he said, pluck it out. In other words, he said, if thy right eye offend thee, or if thy right eye cause thee to stumble, another translation says. Another translation says, if thy right eye cause thee to sin. Now, we know that the Lord, Brother Joe, is not telling us to pluck out our eyeball, right? So what the Lord is saying, he said, if your understanding is getting you all messed up, you need to get rid of that understanding, and you need to get you a right understanding that will give you a different result than what you have got to this point. How many know there's nothing more that the devil wants to take away from you than your understanding today? Your ability to perceive God. your ability to understand who you are in God, what God has called you to do. Amen. He was after the understanding of God's people. Amen. So the elders of Jabesh, they respond to Nahash and they say, give us 7 days respite. 7 days respite. We need some time to think about your offer. Now, I don't know about you, but if somebody's telling me they're going to pluck out my right eyeball, I don't need a whole lot of time to think about it. Huh? But these folks did. And they said, well, just give us 7 days respite. Give us a little bit of time to consider your offer. It's a little bit on the rough side, right? You're asking us for a little bit much, Nahash. Give us just a little bit of time to consider your offer. In the meantime, we're going to look around and we're going to see if we got a man who can play Savior. And he's going to come and save us. Give us a little bit of time. Give us 7 days respite. And we're going to look around and we're going to see if there be a man in the land who can save us. We're going to try to find ourselves a Savior. Some messengers go up to Gibeah. They begin to tell the folks in Gibeah what's going on in Jabesh. And the people there in Gibeah begin to weep. So now not only do we have the people in Jabesh weeping, but now we also have the people in Gibeah weeping. Come on. Weeping, weeping, weeping. The weeping of the hopelessness. The weeping of helplessness. The weeping of loneliness. Can I tell you today that hell will not suffer any defeat until the church rises up with a holy indignation and gets angry about what the devil and about what hell is trying to do to the people that we love. I think it's time for the church to rise up and to get upset that the enemy's having his way in our families, having his way in our schools, having his way in our businesses, having his way in our churches. It's time for the church to get a righteous indignation and say, I'm not going to sit back and watch it any longer. I'm going to fight and I'm going to be a child of God today. Hallelujah. Hell's never going to suffer defeat until the church rises up. And the church says, I'll fight for the kingdom of God. Amen. And here these people are weeping. Here these people are boo-hooing. Here these people are saying, we've reached the point of desperation. We don't know what we're going to do. We can't withstand this man, this Ammonite Nahash. He's going to pluck out the eyes, the right eye of everybody in Jabesh Gilead. All of a sudden, a man named Saul comes out of the field and he sees God's people weeping. Now, mind you, the name Saul means the anointed one. So the anointed, from that we can decipher, Brother Joe, the anointed one comes out of the field and he sees God's people troubled. He sees God's people weeping. He sees God's people, Brother Joe, hopeless. He sees God's people without hope. He sees them lonely. He sees them broken. He sees them in despair. He sees them. They don't know what they're going to do, but he's the anointed one. He's the anointed one. And Saul comes out of the field and he sees the people weeping and he says, what's going on out here? Why are all these people weeping? And they begin to tell Saul the tidings of the messengers of Jabesh. They begin to tell him, Nahash the Ammonite has come up and made war against the people of God in the land of Jabesh Gilead. And he's telling them, the only way he's going to spare them is if they let him pluck out all of their right eyeballs. Let me tell you something, that didn't go over well with God's anointed. Now, I wonder if there's any of God's anointed in this house today. I wonder if there's any of God's anointed in this house today that gets tired when your children come saying, man, the enemy is attacking me. I wonder if there's any of God's anointed in this house that's getting tired of your family members coming and saying, the enemy's attacking me. The enemy's threatening me. I wonder if there's a righteous indignation that will rise up in God's people and they will say, I will go and I will stop the enemy in Jabesh Gilead. Hallelujah. The name Saul means the anointed one. He gets righteously angry and he begins to tell God's people, by the time the sun gets hot tomorrow, you're going to have help. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost today. He said, by the time the sun gets hot tomorrow, you're going to get what you need. So don't worry, Jabesh Gilead. Don't fret, Jabesh Gilead. Don't fret, Jabesh Gilead. Just know that by the time the sun gets hot tomorrow, you're going to get your help. Hallelujah. And God's anointed one comes out. He gets righteously angry and he begins to tell God's people. He said, I'll be there tomorrow and we're going to handle the enemy and we're going to set the record straight with the enemy and we're going to set the enemy on the run. And the enemy seeks to destroy and to kill and to steal and to destroy, but we're going to put him on the run tomorrow. When I get there and when the sun comes up and with God's anointing and with God's power and with God's favor and with God's umbrella of favor, we're going to come and we're going to put the devil on the run. If you're ready to put the devil on the run, would you clap your hands and give God some praise today? Come on, you're God's anointed. You're God's chosen. You're the called out ones. You're the people of the living God. You're the contenders for the faith today. You don't have to sit back and watch the enemy steal what God has given you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the time the sun gets hot, you're going to get your help. My God. By the time the sun gets hot, your help's going to come. Hold that thought for just a moment. Now listen, if there's anything that I have learned from Celebrate Recovery, I've learned this. Pain is an indicator, right? Pain is an indicator. Pain is an indicator that something is wrong. Pain lets you know something's not right. Something is wrong. Pain was never meant to be permanent. And the truth is, if you fix what's hurting you, the pain will go away. The question is, are you ready for the pain to go away? The question is, are you ready to fix what's hurting you? The question is, are you ready for God's anointing on your life? Because if you're ready for God's anointing on your life and you're ready to fix what's hurting you, God can heal your land today. He can heal your land today. Pain was never meant to be permanent. 1 Chronicles 4 tells us about a man whose name was Jabez. Jabez's very name meant pain, grief, and sorrow. Hi, my name is Johnny. Hi, my name is Susie. What's your name, sir? My name is Pain. My God, you talking about a bad idea of who you are. You're talking about self-worthlessness. Hi, my name is Pain. My name means, now, let me tell you something. Today, your name, Carl, might not mean that much to you. You probably ain't even never even Googled what it means. But in the first century, your name meant a lot. Your name meant a lot. And when that man said, my name is Pain. I was born in pain. I was born hurting. I was born in sorrow. Everybody looked at him and said, what on God's earth did this man's mother and father do? Man, you talking about a negative self-image. What label's been placed on you today? What label are you wearing today? Come on, it may be the label of divorce. It may be the label of depression. It may be the label of bankruptcy or addiction. Maybe anger has become a place that you're having a hard time getting away from. Maybe it's all you're used to. Maybe you grew up in it. Maybe it seems normal to you. But I come to tell this body today, I got news for you today. That may be where you live right now, but that ain't where you gotta stay. That may be what's going on in your life right now, but that ain't what tomorrow's going to bring. Because by the time the sun gets hot tomorrow, your help's going to come. If you're ready to receive God's anointed one, if you're ready to receive the Holy Ghost, you're ready to be baptized in the name that's above every name. If you're ready to walk in power, if you're ready to walk by faith and not by sight, tomorrow's going to be a new day. Hallelujah. That might be the label that's placed on you today. That might be where you're living at today, but that ain't where you gotta stay. And may be where you have been, but it doesn't have to define who you are or where you're going. Church, listen, life is filled with pain. Life is filled with pain. The pain of the past, the pain of the present. The pain of loss. If you end up with the wrong person, the pain of gain. You'll get that when you get home. You husbands and wives, you'll get that when you get home. If you end up with the wrong person, the pain of gain. Life is filled with pain. Y'all got to lighten up. I'm trying to preach. And we got to have a connection between thee and me. All right? Life is filled with pain. Pain, pain, pain. But pain was never meant to be permanent. Pain is an indicator. Pain is there to let you know something's off. Something's got to be fixed. Something's got to be made right. What label has been placed on you today? What was you born into today? What is it that you're struggling with today? You don't have to stay where you're at today. A.W. Tozer said it like this: it's doubtful whether God can use a man greatly until he has first hurt him significantly. Pain has purpose. Pain is used by God to bring about things in our life. Church, there's a purpose in your pain today. God has a plan for your pain today. I come to tell this body today, your setbacks can become setups today. Setbacks in life can be used by God to become setups today. Set up for a miracle. Set up for a blessing. Set up for a breakthrough. I wonder if there's anybody in this house that'll say, I'm tired of setback. I'm ready to make my setback become God's setback. Set up for what he has in store for my life today. Hallelujah. There's a purpose to your pain. There's a purpose to what you're going through. God has a plan for your pain. God wants to take your setback and turn it into a setup today. A setup for what he has in store for you. A setup for the fulfillment of a promise. How many want to see God's promises in your life today? If you want to see God's promises in your life today, give him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Listen, Jabez was not just going to play the victim. How many know we got too many folks playing the victim today? You ain't never going to get nowhere playing the victim. You ain't never going to accomplish anything letting your mind convince you that you are the victim. We have a world full of criminals today that have convinced themselves that they are the victims. Huh? You ain't going to get nowhere becoming the victim. A victim mentality never set nobody free. Your pain has a purpose today. God has a plan for your pain today. Jabez was not going to play the victim. Jabez was not going to focus on his pain. Jabez made up his mind. He was not going to focus on his pain. He was going to focus on his promise. So what he did, he prayed to God. And he said, Lord, don't let my life be determined by this pain that I was born into. My God, there's so many folks in this place was born into situations you didn't ask for it. Come on, you've been going through stuff you didn't deserve it. But let me tell you something today. God has a plan and God has a purpose for your pain. God knows exactly what he's doing. And if you'll just stay the course, if you'll just trust in the Lord with all your soul, all your mind, all your body, all your strength, if you'll just believe God and take him at his word today, before the sun gets hot tomorrow, you're going to get what God has in store for you. Hallelujah. Your pain has a purpose today. Pain is meant to let you know that something is wrong. God had a purpose for the pain of Jabesh Gilead. In fact, I believe that God sent Nahash, Brother Jason. I believe God sent Nahash because Jabesh Gilead was completely fine living in the pain that they were suffering. They were okay being miserable. How many know if the devil's got you in a place where you're okay being miserable, he's already got you? Don't you ever settle for misery. Don't you ever settle for complacency. Don't you ever settle for the status quo. Don't you ever settle because what God has for you, come on, eyes have not seen what God has in store for you. Ears have not heard what God has in store for you. The people that love him and put their trust in him. God had a plan for Jabesh Gilead. He had a purpose for the pain of Jabesh Gilead. In fact, I believe that God sent Nahash to threaten and to threaten them, and to threaten to destroy them, and to threaten to pluck out their eyes because they were completely satisfied in the misery that they were dwelling in. But God said, for me to heal you, we got to expose some stuff. I'm going to send an enemy, and he's going to threaten you, and he's going to push you to the place of desperation. And when I do that, you're going to have to search for a Savior. You're going to have to send a messenger. You're going to have to look for God's anointed in your life. The Lord sent Nahash to Jabesh Gilead to push them to a place that they would reach out for his mercy and reach out for a Savior. God had a purpose and a plan for the pain of Jabesh Gilead. So let me recap this story for you today. Are you ready? This is about to get good. You ready for a recap? This is about to get good, Sister Lissy. All right. Now listen, let me recap this story for you. The enemy goes up, and the enemy makes war with God's people that are hurting and are suffering. God's people are weak, so they take time to think about the offer that the enemy has given them. They're considering just giving up and letting the devil have his way with them. They're considering just letting the devil do what he does. They begin to weep. They start looking for a Savior. The anointed one comes out of the field. He sees God's people weeping. He sees God's people being threatened by the enemy. A righteous indignation raises up in God's anointed one. And he says, not on my watch, devil. Not on my watch, devil. Not to my family, devil. Not to my health, devil. Not to my marriage, devil. I'm not going to sit back and watch it, devil. You go tell God's people by the time the sun gets hot, the Lord's going to come. The Lord's going to deliver them. The Lord's going to make a way. You go tell God. Come on, has anybody ever heard this story before? Has anybody ever lived this story before? Is anybody living this story right now? I'm telling you, by the time the sun gets hot, The Lord's going to come and he's going to make a way. If you'll just listen to God's anointed one. If you'll just receive God's anointing today. By the time the sun gets hot. Come on, Holy Ghost, help me. My God. I got good news for you today, church. You don't have to send to Gibeah for a Savior. I got good news for you, church. The Savior's here right now. I got good news for you, church. By the time the sun gets hot, the Lord's going to help thee. I got news for you, church. By the time the sun gets hot, the Lord's going to deliver thee. By the time the sun gets hot, the enemy's going to be on the run. By the time the sun gets hot. Hallelujah. Don't give up now. Don't surrender your understanding now. Don't give up what God's given you now. Don't turn around from what God has showed you now. It's not time to give up. It's time to hold on. Come on. There's a very present help coming. The one who holds all power in heaven and earth's coming. By the time the sun gets hot, by the time the enemy even knows what hit him, God's anointed. Oh my God. God's anointed. The Lord's going to show up strong and mighty. The Lord's going to show up our deliverer. The Lord's going to show up our Savior. You don't have to look for him today. You know right where he's at. He never fails. He never comes up short. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. God always shows up. His record is impeccable today. He's never lost a battle. It's just a season. It's just a trial. It's just a temptation. Hold on, because by the time the sun gets hot, your help will be there. Your setback's going to be turned to a setup. My God, blessings coming. Miraculous is coming. Miracles are coming. Breakthrough is coming. Victory is coming. Triumph is coming. Somebody clap your hands and give the Lord some praise if you believe it's coming. Come on, give the Lord some praise if you believe him, for his promises are yea and amen. If you believe God's anointing is going to show up in your life, God's anointing is going to set you free. God's anointing is going to set the devil on the run. God's anointing is going to spare your family today. Your breakthrough's coming, and by the time the sun gets hot, glory, God's anointing's going to do something miraculous in your life. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. By the time the sun gets hot, hallelujah, the Lord never ceases to amaze us. But we got to see him high and lifted up. We got to see him high and lifted up. We got to believe him even whenever it doesn't look good. We got to believe him even when the odds are stacked against us. We got to believe him even when the enemy's working overtime. We can't surrender our understanding. The enemy is after your understanding today. He doesn't want you to be able to perceive that you're a child of the King. He doesn't want you to realize you're blessed and highly favored. He doesn't want you to realize that there's an umbrella over your life protecting you from things that many people don't have. God's favor, God's blessings. He wants to take your setbacks and turn them into setups today. It's on the way in the name of Jesus. It's on the way. God's doing things right now. As I speak to this congregation, the Lord is arranging. The Lord is shaping. The Lord is molding. The Lord is positioning. Right now, the Lord is lining things up. Your miracle's on its way. Your blessing's on its way. Come on, stop viewing that setback as such. It's not a setback, it's a setup. God's positioning you for prosperity. God's positioning you for his favor. God is positioning you for his blessings to flow like milk and honey in your life today. Your victory is on its way. The pain that Jabesh was going through was never meant to be permanent. They chose to live there. They chose to stay there. They chose to just exist. God never meant for you to just exist. No, God never chose. God never meant for you to just exist and just accept things the way they are. That's the devil telling you that. Huh? You don't have to accept things the way they are. You are blessed and highly favored. Brother Peter could have accepted that his wife was going to die on that boat, but he didn't. Praise God, he chose to fight. He chose to hang on. He chose to say, I believe God's going to spare my wife. And today the Lord has moved them from New York all the way to Indiana. And here they are, a blessing to this church, highly favored, highly blessed. God is good today. Hallelujah. The Lord, let me tell you something. The enemy never intended for Brother Tommy and Sister Charlene to accept the fact that God had spared their son. I know that was a long drive. I know that was a long drive all the way up there, waiting, not hearing, wondering. I was getting my shoes on at the house, getting ready to head that way myself. I was like, my Lord, I was sitting there thinking. I called mom, dad, said, well, it's going to be a long drive, not knowing what we're going to find when we get up there. The enemy didn't want them to believe. The enemy didn't want them to understand. They're the children of God. They're blessed and highly favored. God's hand of protection was upon them. God was watching over their son while he was away to college. God knew exactly what he was doing. God never meant for us to surrender our understanding to our enemy today. Jabesh, they were perfectly content in their misery. All they needed was to remember where their help comes from. If the enemy can do this, if the enemy can cause you to not remember where your help comes from, he got you. But if you can say, I'll lift mine eyes unto the hills, whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Don't you surrender that understanding to the enemy today. Don't you surrender your family to the enemy today. Don't you surrender your marriage to the enemy today. Don't you surrender your children to the enemy today. The devil's got to let go of them. You just claim your victory in the name of Jesus. You just call on God's anointed one. Let me tell you something. By the time the sun gets hot, your help's going to be there. Your help's going to be there. Don't you ever become content in your misery. Don't you ever forget where your help comes from. The enemy's after your understanding. All Jabesh needed was to get a word to Gibeah, to God's anointed. All Brandon and Allison needed was to touch the throne. That baby went on that vent. All they needed was a touch from the Lord. They didn't need the doctors to say anything. All they needed to do was get a hold of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on. When Sister Betsy was a teenager and she had that blood cancer in her body and she almost died, all her mom and dad needed was to remember how to get a hold of the Lord. My God, here she is, decades later, sitting in the house of God, worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't you ever forget where your help comes from. Don't you ever let the devil take your understanding away from you. He wants to steal and kill and destroy today. Turn to your neighbor and say, by the time the sun gets hot, my God, your help's going to be there. Your help's going to be there. Don't worry, child of God. Don't fret, child of God. Don't accept it, child of God. By the time the sun gets hot, My God, I feel the Holy Ghost today. Your help's going to be there. Your help's going to be there. Your help's going to be there. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Your help's going to show up. Your help's going to be there. They just needed to remember where their help came from. They just needed an enemy to push them to a place where they were ready to do something about it. Hell's never going to suffer loss until we, the people of God, get righteously angry enough that we're not going to sit back and watch him wreak havoc in our families anymore. We're not going to sit back and watch him wreak havoc in our church anymore. We're not going to sit back and watch him wreak havoc in our communities anymore. No, we're going to lift up the name of the Lord. We're going to remember where our help comes from. We're going to call the Lord strong and mighty. And by the time the sun gets hot, our help is going to come. Don't sit around in misery and pain and hurt today. You have a Savior. You just need to remember where he's at. You just need to remember where your help comes from. Jabesh never forgot. Listen. We as the church, sometimes we forget, Sister Amy, where our help comes from. You know, till the time that Saul died, Jabesh never forgot the fact that he sent messengers up to Gibeah. And they told him, Sister Melissa, all that Nahash was inflicting upon God's people. And Saul came down with 300,000 men and destroyed that enemy. And you know, later on in Saul's life, he got disobedient to God. He lost his way with God. In fact, his disobedience cost him and his sons' lives. You know, Jabesh never forgot what Saul did for him. He never forgot where his help come from. He went up and he took the bones of Saul and his son and he took them out of the ground underneath of that tree that they were planted. And he took them back up to Gibeah. And he gave Saul a proper burial. You know why? David honored those people because they never forgot where their help come from. Let me tell you something today. God will honor you if you never forget where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord. Strong and mighty. Your help comes from the Lord. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Your help comes from the Lord. Saul became disobedient. The Spirit of the Lord left him. He died in battle. But the folks in Jabesh Gilead, they never forget. They never forgot what Saul did for them. My prayer is for this body today, that you never find yourself vulnerable enough that you forget where your help comes from. Because as long as you can hold on to where your help is, the Lord can deliver you through any enemy, through any foe, through any valley, through any loss, through any gain, through any circumstance. The Lord can be there for you as long as you never lose the understanding where your help comes from. Nahash was after the people of God's understanding. Protect it. Contend for it. Don't give up. Don't surrender it today. I wonder, as we sing this song to the Lord and we open up these altars today, there's anybody in this church who would think about someone that they love, that the enemy's threatening in them. The enemy's reaping havoc upon them. They're sending for a messenger today. They're sending a messenger to Gibeah today. You're God's anointed one. God has given you the power and the authority to go down to Jabesh Gilead and to set the devil on the run. The battle is in array. The battle is happening right now. Our families are under attack. Our communities are under attack. Our nation is under attack. Our churches are under attack. But the people of God must never forget where their help comes from. Don't let the enemy steal your understanding today. These altars are open as